Glorious. sing verse 2 again, and the chorus we're going to change to this way: Hallelujah for the sisters. Satan trembles at the sisters. We're so glad that we are sisters. Hallelujah. We are in the body now, okay? How's that? Verse 2, and then Hallelujah for the sisters. Satan trembles at the sisters. We're so glad that we are sisters. Hallelujah for the body. Verse 2, here we go. We not the individual sisters, but our body.
Thank you. No excuse that this microphone right in front of my face. Praise the Lord. I'm really touched, encouraged, and nourished and cherished today. And I feel the Lord really answer the prayer. And I'm particularly touched by the proper amount of salt. That we need to love the Lord, love what the Lord loves, and sacrifice and prayer. So that we can have proper amount of salt. I feel like if we don't have the first three items, usually I use salt to pickle people. Using a lot of salt. Oh Lord Jesus, instead of adding for flavor, bring the taste, but you know, we don't use the proper amount of salt, we only kill the germs. Not only kill the germ, we kill each other. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I was really touched with the matter of prayer and the matter of reasonable service. I'm just going to read. It says, it's good to open your house for the prayer meetings of the sisters. When there is a need for something in this church life, then we must pray for the Lord to do something. Do not talk. Pick up the burden to pray with others. And then according to Romans 12:1, a reasonable service. I was very touched because sometimes we cringe at the fact that our husbands are serving so much. But in my experience, I would encourage you just to let them go. Because the body will really take care of your needs. Recently, I have an experience where I was like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. You have to tell the brothers I can't do it. And he came back and said, the brother said, whatever you need, whatever time that meeting needs to happen, we're going to do it. We're going to accommodate to you. So having fellowship, prayer, just praying with the wives of the brothers that are serving, caring for one another's children, it is possible. We can go on in a church life. Even with children, we can still go on.
I was just encouraged by that same point about the need to support our husbands and release them so that they can serve. I do admit that my husband and some of his service, of course, it requires his time. And there was always something in me that would maybe be a little bit jealous of his time and feel frustrated that time that he needed to be on the phone praying with the brothers was during bedtime when I was getting the kids ready for bed. But a few months ago, there was this, his burden for that service became really heavy. And I could tell it was affecting him. And that even forced me to support him in a way of praying with him for that service. And that really changed something in me inwardly, that I no longer was begrudging that time, but I was sharing that burden with him. And it turned something in me that I realized, you know, this, it was a heavy burden and it was kind of negative, but we were fighting and we were fighting against the enemy together. And I felt that strengthened our marriage more than ever. So I'm just so encouraged that we can support our husbands, but this isn't just for them. This is also for us and for our marriage and for our family life, for the church life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, my heart has no desire to stay, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Amen. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Amen. Lord, I'm just so thankful for the burden of prayer for the sisters, Amen. That this is one of our main functions, that when things go haywire, we seem to see it first. But that is because we are supposed to pray. So I'm so thankful that it came out today and that the burden is not only with the sisters, but the brothers are praying for the sisters in this function, that the body is praying for the sisters to pray, that we can all stay in this place of doubts and fears and dismay, but instead we're choosing, right? We're choosing to go to this higher ground. So thank you, Lord, for this conference, that we are all choosing to go to the higher ground.
Amen.
It touched me a word today, so that's why I have to speak up. The word is, do we sacrifice our neck? Do we sacrifice our neck? It's a word. But when we live it, do we sacrifice our neck? I come from the Middle East. We sacrifice our neck. In America, you don't sacrifice your neck. But you sacrifice maybe your time. At least if we sacrifice our time, we serve the Lord.
Amen.
But when I newborn 2 years ago, 3 years I think ago, first things comes to my heart that how can I serve the Lord? Lord, how can I serve you? I know the truth now. I want to know all the people know you. The first things I start speaking with my family from my house. And you know that. The evil will battle you. Then I said, Lord, how can I sacrifice you? How can I serve you? And it touched my heart. Easy now. Now it's life easy. We have it online. I did the page. I didn't know nothing how to start the page. But the Lord did it for me. The Lord worked through me. When I asked him, use me, Lord. I want to serve you. Lord, I thank you. You search for me. I want to serve you now. Amen. Then I did not the page on my name. I said, this is for you, Lord. Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Every person who wanted Jesus as a Savior, let come to this page. And I start receiving people, Muslim people, Yemen people, Saudi Arabic people, because I put English and Arabic. Oh, Lord, I need people to help me. I am a woman, but I know we need people to serve. So he got me another brother, Remy. He is Lebanese too. I am Lebanese, speaking Arabic. We start working. And the Lord, another man from Egypt, Muslim, he said, I want to be baptized. I want to find a church. We contact the saint in Egypt. We have a few saints, but they cannot sacrifice their neck. They said, we cannot sacrifice our neck for Muslim. I said, Lord Jesus, you appeared to him. You start with him. You will continue with him. We need your prayer, because what happened with him, the Lord opened a door for him. He has now a family with married people and kids, ready to be baptized. But we need brothers, real saints, can go and baptize this family and have second Lord table in Egypt. We have saints in Egypt, but they are not ready to sacrifice their neck. So we need a prayer for us as sisters. Your prayer may take time, like brother said. 45 years, I got shocked. 45 years, maybe I will not be survived for 45 years. Oh, but the Lord, he need more. But we are all here today, sister. The Lord touched my heart and said, now you can speak, you have a lot. It's not I'm speaking, you know, with a few cents. I have you all. Let's all with all cents, not only in America, around the world, pray for people to sacrifice their neck. and to sacrifice their time and to sacrifice their life for the Lord. Whatever we do is not enough for the Lord. He gave us eternal life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We give you thanks and glory for all the saints in around the world.
Amen. Amen, sisters. This entire day today, I've just been so thankful in my heart that I'm here. I didn't think the Lord could do it, but He did it. He's so faithful. I think yesterday, it was just one of those days. Everything was falling apart. And so I just had to call a companion, and she just said, "It's the devil. You just go. The Lord will shepherd you the entire time you're there," and He's done it. So I'm going to share what I wanted to share earlier about the Lord being the crumb. He just meets us where we are in each stage. So since I've been married, 4 kids, before that I would have this solid hour and a half of morning time, you know. Get married, have kids, and I'm thinking that's going to continue, you know. So I think I've been in a constant state of shock since then. Like, Lord, where's my morning? Like, what is this? So I call a companion one day, just kind of sad and murmuring. She tells me, she says, "Oh, I just sing a song to the Lord as I'm dressing my children." She said, "That's my morning time." And then she said the Lord touched her with the poor widow in Mark, how she only had 2 cents to give. The others, the rich had so much, but she had 2 cents. And the Lord was so, that is what stuck out to Him, that she gave everything she had. So after hearing the message from Brother Ricky, where I can't get up in the morning, that's just where I am in life, but I have a heart to, I tell the Lord every night, "Lord, I have a heart for this. Wake me up if you can." Some mornings I'm able to, some, as soon as I get up at 5:30, I hear the door of the kids open up, and I'm like, "Well, Lord, amen, I tried, Lord." So then I just exercise what the sisters say. I just sing a song to the Lord. I'm driving to work praying. I'm calling a sister, and that's my time. So anyway, I'm just so thankful that the Lord just meets us where we are, and I'm here. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the first time I share with a lot of things, and I was scared, but I pray, "Lord, share with me. Share to the brother and sister." I really appreciate that. Amen. Lord Jesus. Shame the enemy. Before this, the very first time in our locality, and Gator Bus, they announced that Sister Blenny. In my heart, I said that I must go. This is what I need. I want to go. And genuinely, I sing in my heart. And then I called Sister Winnie and registered and something. And within last week, I found that my car is broke, the one that we want to come to use in here. I was so mad. And I buy that car, it's not too long ago. And then, of course, we have to pay our bill and stuff. And then I was so mad. At the same time, when I'm working, I was lightning me that, oh, the Lord want me to discipline, that He want to make me shape. But still, I am moving in my old Adam. And then I pick up my car. One day only I drive, and the next day in the stoplight, somebody hit my car. And that in genuinely my heart, I saw the lady coming. She's going to hit me. They're going to hit my car. What do I do? After she hit me, what I say is that I also surprised myself. What do I do, Lord? It's coming inside of my heart. And I take step out of my car and I ask, "You okay?" She say, "I'm okay." She asked me too. She have a big car, and later on she's like, "This is nothing, go away." But let's put in the long story that way. But I fixed, I called insurance and stuff, and just rest in the weekend. And Monday, I work and I come home. I move and something wrong and I can't move anymore. And I stuck in my room like a couple hours until my roommate came. I have muscle spasm. And what I think is like, why is like one by one? And I'm not going to stop not to go to this meeting. I must go this. And I asked the Lord, "This is you or the enemy, I don't know. But I want to go there. I need this." Also, I have like, and I'm here. Thank you, the Lord, that He bring me. Also, I am The church light, my church light, if I say like long, but at the same time, when I was in America, we can't find the sister and brother. We found like a couple years only, and you were young, and I'm not the my mother is not with the church life, just me only and my brother. So you are not a pauper. So sometimes I go to the church and I saw them like how they are moving, how they pray. In genuinely, I pray. I want to be like them. It's like how is in a proper way. And today that brothers that preserve and functioning sister. That's how when I genuinely pray inside me, a wish or pray is come true. And thank the Lord that the message. And also when we pray genuinely, He knows. And sometimes one thing that I have a faith that, of course, in Asian, you are over 30. Every family and friend ask you why you don't marry. But I have that faith that God will put me if He want to be someone's wife. Yes, I have very, I have a big faith. And sometimes I'm asking myself, Lord, why I have a faith that one in that specific, why I can't have in the other one? Mm-hmm. I try in myself. This is not that I can try. The faith come within Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I have you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh Lord, cover me. I think I was very impressed with the matter of prayer, and so I was really impressed because I guess I think okay. So in the church life, I think I see many Deborahs, like many strong sisters, and also many weak brothers. And so, especially like, okay, so there's just one example where my brother, at one point, he was struggling, and my mom was very concerned. And so she was like, you know, she started talking to me about, you know, he's not going to the meetings, he's this and this. And I'm like, Mom, I think we just need to pray, you know? And we got together, we just prayed, right? And this really recovered him. And I was just like, wow, you know, the sisters have such a strong function. It puts the enemy to shame when we pray. And so when then I came back to New York City, I just had a different view with the brothers. And like, we minister the word, we serve, we participate by taking a proper position by praying. And so I don't know, I'm just really, really, yeah, impressed by this word.
Amen. Amen. Serving brothers need serving sisters. Amen. The brothers need we to support them. Amen. So I have a serving brothers. Then I become the serving sister. But that is not easy, right? So when you are a serving sister, you have the more opportunity to be dealt with. Amen. You need to go to the cross. Amen. Deny yourself. Then you can grow in life. But I will touch the brother's sharing. The more we serve, the more the competitive. Yeah, increase. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. So the past 2 months, I served my the daughter-in-law because she gave a birth, a baby. We are total different background, right? Lord, she speaks English, and I speak limited English. But Lord, amen. In the process, I feel very peaceful and very sweet. Then now, okay, I feel, oh Lord, I find out, yeah, my capacity, yes, it's increased. Amen. So you so many years for 33 years I served in the church life. Oh Lord, it's not vain, not in vain. Amen. Because yeah, the Lord works in us. Yes, so the more you serve, the more you can grow in life. Amen. Amen. You can be the pattern. Amen. In the church life. Amen. Thank you, brother. Give us so many patterns in Old Testament and the New Testament. Lord, may we also can be the pattern. Amen. Like the sisters mentioned in the Bible.
Amen. Amen. I think living the human life, being busy is inevitable. You're busy with family life, church life, work life, And I didn't know about this because I was younger, but now that I'm older and I'm working, I'm just like, wow, this is a lot. Like, I can't do this. But something I've been learning is I don't know how to rest. And that's not only physically rest, but in my spirit, how to really be silent and still before the Lord. And I had to go through some things, like, during the year that caused me to physically rest, but then I learned how to spiritually rest during those times. And I was just like, it's so important to not only be filled, but also exhale. So, like, when I had to, like, I had to be quarantined for something, but I had to stay home for 24 hours, and I was like, this is going to be the worst time of my life, because I like doing stuff. I like to be busy, so it's just like I like to do stuff and not be at home doing nothing. But during this time, I learned that the Lord just wants our time, you know? And serving is awesome. Like, you have service, being in service is really good and positive, but sometimes you can serve by just being with the Lord. And I encourage all of you guys to just spend some time with Him.
Amen. I guess I want to fellowship the same thing. A lot of times I feel like I'm just like Martha, busy with a lot of things. So, but brother said Martha is drawn about with her service, meaning that we are pulled in many directions, which will prevent us from having the great searchings of the heart. Mm-hmm. So I really pray that, Lord, just want to be quiet before You. So the brother mentioned that we every day we don't need to spend a lot of time, 2 or 3 minutes. So we just be quiet before Him so that we can meet Him face to face and behold Him. And so I was also touched by Isaiah 30:15. In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and in trust will be your strength. So I just touched by brothers saying that a lot of times we sisters have burdens and then we are sensitive, so we just want to get up and then burden for many things, which will cause us to be overwhelmed. So I guess this is also training for us, that we need to be trained, learn to how to be quiet behind Him. And then once a month, we need to spend like 30 minutes or longer time before Him so that we can unload everything. So once we are empty, so that we can be filled by Him. So I guess this is just a training. We need to be trained to learn to be unloaded and emptied so that we can be filled.
Amen. I was touched by like a sister like Deborah, like who is used by God to speak some strengthening word to God's people, to lead God's people fighting against the enemy. Like, but in verses Judges 5:9 says Deborah's heart is with the commander of God's people. So even the commander is a weak brother, her heart is still with him. And I was touched by to do this, we need to consecrate. This is something to do with our consecration. Because a lot of time when we don't, we insist on something or we don't want to submit, we still want to hold on something because our consecration is not thorough. Like, we still not like completely give ourselves out for the church or to the Lord. So that's why we cannot submit, and that shows that our consecration is not thorough. And on the other hand, it's not just to do with our consecration. We also need to see the leading brother's consecration, and we need to honor their consecration. And I was also touched by the following verse in 5:15-16, for a sister like Deborah who speaks words to strengthen God's people, it takes great resolution and searching in heart. So, I think that a lot of us who have been in church life for a while, we probably all have some great resolution before. But throughout the time, we may be worn out by a lot of things, a lot of situation around us, or probably by simply look at ourselves, our resolution may get worn out. But how do we maintain this resolution? This is by spending time with the Lord, just as the sister just shared, it is in a quietness and in trust we are strengthened by the Lord. Yeah, and this is how we can speak some strengthening word to God's people. And this is actually one of our services. We are giving our life and maintaining life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank the saints in New York and the brothers for praying for us and giving us this precious time. Yeah. And I believe the Lord answered all their prayers. I really enjoyed what this sister shared about the whole thing with Deborah and Barak. What a precious picture. And the other sister, JL, Deborah came, she took the proper position. She had capacity and wisdom and all this kind of stuff, but what did she do? She stood with God's administration and his order. And then you know what? She also had a younger sister who cooperated with her, that JL. What a shame to Satan that even though the ones that were like way up there, the brothers maybe were in a weaker condition, but because she took the proper position, and then she also had a little companion she was perfecting, together Satan was just, the enemy was just stuck through in this temple. I mean, what is that? What is precious? That's glorious. What a glory to God and a shame to Satan. And this is in Matthew 19, and it says, "So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has yoked together." And I remember reading this or someone sharing with me, you know, you only yoke two animals together for work. You don't yoke them when they're feeding in the pasture. You don't yoke them for anything but work. Sisters, we have been yoked with our husbands. And this is a glory to God, and this is for our service. Amen. And you like that sister that shared about, you know, she entered into the prayer with her husband, and then you just get joy and satisfaction. And Satan gets put to shame. So remember why you were married. You were married to serve God. And then one other thing about the prayer. I really enjoyed the thing about, you know, the balance. You know, you just start praying, and sometimes you just think, you just, sometimes lost ones or wandering ones or weaker ones, and you're just praying. You're like, Lord, when are you going to answer this? And then one day they walk into the meeting hall. You know, so it says, this is Luke 18, and it says, the widow, she just kept praying. Not the widow, I don't know, the elder. Yeah, she was a widow, and she kept going to the judge and praying. And it says, the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says." And will, you know, and then it says, "And will not God by all means carry out the avenging of his chosen ones who cry to him day and night, though he is long-suffering over them? I tell you that he will carry out their avenging quickly." Amen. Amen. So sisters, just keep praying, and we just keep praying until the Lord comes. Amen.
Amen. Today I just really was impressed that the proper standing of sisters gives the Lord the ground to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the 4 points that Brother Ricky talked about of love, sacrifice, prayer, and salt. And I enjoy that these aren't 4 isolated points, but it's actually a process. And just thinking of my own experience, I love the Lord, and then when it comes to actually sacrificing for the Lord, I sacrifice a little, but then so many things in my life, I'm like, oh no, like, Lord, that's too much. But today, I just feel like it really exposed me that I've stopped short in the process, that I don't have the proper prayer to then become the salt. And today I just really pray to the Lord, allow me to continue in this process.
I was touched by the point of the woman with the flow of blood, and that the Lord wanted to see her face to face. So she got what she wanted by touching the Lord, but kind of in a crowd, and she snuck up on him and thought, maybe I'll just get what I want and be healed and just leave. And I feel like sometimes we're like that, or I'm like that in my prayer, like something's going on, like an immediate situation. So I pray like, oh Lord, just like, you know, take care of this situation right now. But what happens after the Lord takes care of that situation? We just turn around and go. But the Lord stops her. Like, not just her, but stopped the whole crowd just to see this person. And of course, he knew who it was. But he stopped everyone until she met him face to face. And I was just very touched that we have to take the time to absorb him. Doesn't matter how busy our schedule is. You know, we make time for the things that we care about. And the Lord is there waiting for us. And he's in every situation. I feel like it was so good to be reminded, not to be so religious about like, oh, I missed my morning time. Oh, well, I got to wait till tomorrow. No, the Lord is still there.
So whether the man is melted or not, it's there, right? But anyway, the Lord can adjust. The Lord can even adjust the time, right? So, but anyway, the Lord is there. So in the middle of the night, you could touch him. You in the daytime, you can touch him. In while you're washing dishes, you can touch him. So the Lord is there as it comes for us in joy, but he wants to see us face to face.
Amen. I'm so thankful that the Lord has given us so many examples, like Deborah and Prisca and Mary, of women who, of sisters who had capacity, but also had the right spirit of serving the Lord, that all of their service would be passed through love and sacrifice and prayer. And I feel like I was very scared that I was going to be told that I couldn't do something. But instead, I saw that to have great resolutions in heart and great searchings of heart was spoken by a sister before God's people that they might fight for him. So praise the Lord that he's given us so many examples of sisters who serve and sacrifice and pray.
Amen. Amen. I just thought I shared this one point that I thought that was kind of directed to me. I told the Lord, like, don't beat around the bush. Just tell me something very, you know, that I don't have to guess. It means this. Or mean, and the Lord gave me this matter of joy that, you know, as sisters, we have to be those who bring, I mean, that's another small thing, right? Because what makes you different than, there's so many mothers on the earth, you know? With motherhood comes all the grumbling, and because we sacrifice whether you want or not. You don't have to be willing, you just sacrifice. I mean, you don't think about it, you sacrifice. But then, are you happy, you know, in the Lord? And then recently the Lord is really putting it on my heart. I'm like, look at me. I'm just have this frown. My daughter told me, mommy, this. So there is something with the, that comes with the age. And I was told this is also the sign of age. But the point is, no. We have the Lord. And recently I read this page in the Morning Revival says, actually, we don't have a joy. The Lord is the one. The Spirit is the one that has joy. This is where the joy comes from. Anyway, so I was just reminded, I think it was George Mueller that said, my first order of business is to make myself happy in the Lord. Amen. And then I felt like that was a small point in the message, but I thought that was what the Lord was telling me. And I just saw this picture, you know, like, imagine yourself. I mean, maybe you guys happier, okay? But to me, it's a big thing, you know. Imagine yourself as the one that brings joy in your family, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. I really love this picture of the household of Lazarus. Right here, you have Lazarus, who was the picture of resurrection. And then you had Mary, who was just loving the Lord. And then you had Martha that was serving. What was interesting is, if you recall, Martha was complaining about her sister, why she wasn't serving, right? And I just appreciate it, right? The brothers were talking about that we have to maintain the great resolutions of our heart. And we need to have the searching of our heart. Even our service in the church life could be of the self, right? That's exactly what we saw with our sister Martha complaining about her sister Mary, right? If your service is not an uplifted service, a service that is one with the Lord, sorry to say, that's short, right? That's short. That's not what the Lord wants to gain. He's gaining us through his love, but through his service, right? And so we have to have that view, right? The sisters have to have the view that we are strengthening God's people and fighting for God's purpose. That is why we are serving. That is why we do the things we do, for God's purpose on the earth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for such a training or a conference. I'm sister from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I kind of snuck in on the radar, under the radar. But I don't have anything that profound to say. But all I know is there are some things in the church life growing up that has really embedded in my heart. The one of the first thing is when Dick Taylor said that as husbands and wives, we are co-heirs of grace. right? That's in 1 Peter, joint heirs of grace. So this is who you're married to. You're married to a joint heir of grace. And grace is just Christ is our supply, right? Our enjoyment. This is number one. So we need to remember, this is the Lord's arrangement, number one. Two, Brother Ed Marks would say, mothers, that you have the highest, noblest profession. Wow. Okay. My children are grown. You know, I've got a 25-year-old and a 23-year-old married, and then I have a 16-year-old. I always felt like I try to do my best as a human mother, right? You always want to do your best. The sacrifice, love, that all comes naturally. And but through the Lord, something very marvelous happens to your children. Whether they continue or not continue, that's strictly up to the Lord, right? In the Samuel training, if you were there, Brother Lee says it's up to the Lord. It's a sovereign arrangement of the Lord. But we pray for them. We pray for them. And we work and we labor for them, for the church life, right? Beth Lawson spoke something to me. It doesn't take the parents just to raise your children. It takes the whole church.
Amen.
It takes the church life.
That's right.
Sisters, if you don't have children, it's okay. Amen. There are so many children who need you.
Amen.
My children don't listen to me because they don't listen to somebody else. Amen. That's wonderful. You know, another sister, another brother. I mean, anyway, that's these things we need to grow in life.
Amen.
We need all of each other to take care of one another's families.
Amen.
I need you. My going on is for you. Your going on is for me.
Amen.
This is the building up of the church life.
Amen.
And eventually this is for God's purpose on this earth.
Amen.
We need to rise above my own little sphere, right? We need to look at what is going on this earth.
Amen.
And we need to take Christ, enjoy Christ. Dad!
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this message. All these messages were very, very nourishing. I really enjoyed listening to different stories in the Bible about women that were, you know, leading and working together, two generational as well, especially since I'm a young one and I don't have kids yet, but amen. The children of the church are my kids as well. I really enjoyed the fact that that we need a renewing of our heart every day, and that we need to pray and like ask God to renew our heart, because there's certain things that take away our enjoyment for the Lord. And I also, like, one of the verses from Judge 5 said that may we be those who love Him like the sun.
Yes.
So even though we can't spend a lot of time with the Lord in the morning, we could also spend time like 2 to 3 minutes, you know, like with the verses that we already have in mind. But just amen. We love you, Lord. Amen.
How good it is for sisters to dwell together in unity. Sisters, we have been blessed to hear today's speaking.
Amen.
Don't you feel your vision of what it means to be a sister has been renewed, and refreshed, and uplifted? I feel it's also a reminder of what it means to be a woman, like the worthy woman in Proverbs 31. And this speaking is particularly relevant because in this age, not only is the church under attack, but everything about what it means to be a woman is being attacked and being distorted and being undermined. But we have been reminded today of what it means to be a sister, to be a woman in the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to always remember our spiritual lineage, whether it's Deborah, Mary, Esther, Phoebe, Priscilla, these are all our forerunners.
Amen.
These are our roots.
Amen.
And not only that, we have patterns in the church.
Amen.
I'm reminded of Philippians 3:17b. Observe those who thus walk even as you have us as a pattern. And I will just briefly share, when my mother was a young mother in Eldon Hall, she remembers when, for those of you who are New Yorkers will know this, what this sister, Carolyn Grueler, who was the wife of Eugene Grueler Sr. My mother said, all I learned about hospitality was from this sister. She reminded us that when the saints come to our home, spiritual royalty is coming. And we need to know that every time we are around that table, the fellowship is for the building.
Amen.
And there's another pattern. There was a Phoebe here, and there was also a Phoebe in the church in Anaheim. I can mention her name. She's with the Lord now. For those of you who knew Phoebe Althaus, anytime you entered her home, it was like the Grand Central Station of the church in Anaheim. During the meal time, she would say, "Everybody sit down. Don't do the dishes. We're sitting here. We're fellowshipping because we're building the church." These all of our patterns understood. Every transaction we have with each other, every infusion of life is for the building. And in this day and age, for the children, in children's meeting, we're teaching them because our kids are under fire, what they are getting in schools. They need to know that they have a spiritual heritage, that they have roots, and that especially the girls and boys, they need to understand we are members of the church, we are God's creation, and we have to fight for this. So whatever we do in our fellowships with one another, corporately, whatever it is, whatever the occasion is, remember, we are fighting for the Lord's testimony. We are fighting for the body of Christ. And we're fighting for His return.
Just those who are standing now. No one else come
up. Amen. I'm thanking the Lord for the bountiful supply today. And I would like to share the point that we should talk less and pray more. Like, I'm blessed that my husband is my spiritual companion. So many often we share our church life together. And when sometimes we talk about the situation, I will share my observation. And sometimes it's not positive. And then my brother will stop me there and say, don't talk about that, just pray for them.
Amen.
And I would think that, why so serious? I just share my observation, share some fact, not my judgment. But actually, deep inside, I know that he is right. When we talk about the negative things, it is my judgment, and it would not benefit at all. So we would then just from there pray for the situation we're just talking about. And before, when we are just talking about the situation, I'll feel worried, I'll feel anxious, I'll feel that like, how do I do? I could do very few things on this situation. What to do? But after the prayer, I will feel the faith back in my heart, and I will know that the Lord is still shepherding all His sheep.
Amen.
And I could cooperate with Him. First thing is to pray on these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And today's message is also a reminder for me to talk less. And whenever I realize that I'm talking something negatively on the church or anything else, just stop there and start to pray.
Amen. 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 It's all in the crumb. It's in the fringe.
Amen.
It's on the go.
Amen.
There's a supply for us so we can supply and maintain life in the body.
Amen.
Our primary role is to preserve life.
Amen.
Whether it's to pray or minister life directly or to support our husbands, we can give life.
Amen.
We have a huge function that needs to be released when we take the proper standing. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the way to get the supply to maintain and preserve life in the body.
Amen. Praise more.
In the Bible, we have Martha and Maria.
可是我有一班清心爱主的一班姊妹，我们又做马大，又做玛利亚。
I have a group of sisters who are pure in heart. We want to be both Martha and Mary.
是我们是三会所的，自从我们三会所开始使用，我们就有一个整洁组。
I meet in Hall 3 in the church in New York City, and we have a group of sisters who are serving on cleaning.
对，我们每个周六早上。
一起来八点就到我们就开始唱诗歌然后我们就找一个荆棘我们就开始导读然后被充满然后我们就开始走纲要就是我们纽约教会这一周所追求的然后我们再读周六那天那个波信然后我们还分享 Amen
Every Saturday、we come together at 8 o'clock in the morning we sing, we pray read verses we get through outline for that material for that week and we read certain portion we enjoy the Lord together
是然后我们有很 nice 的早餐
and
我们自己带
we have a nice breakfast
对然后我们在一起做整洁
and then we serve together in cleaning
对还有在做整洁在吃饭以前我们还有为教会的主日擘饼聚会祷告
before we eat we also pray for the Lord's table meeting
是我们还做的不是那么的好但是我们愿意彼此成全
We are still not perfect, but we like to perfect each other.
对，而且在这个过程中，我觉得我们是彼此学习，也彼此对付，那更是同心合意。
In the process, we learn together. We're also being dealt together, and we are learning with one another.
对，当这个中国武汉这个瘟疫开始发展的时候。那我们姊妹们就开始有个晚上的守望祷告到今天我们是第30天了每个晚上十点
And with the virus outbreak in China we also have a watchful prayer every night at 10 o'clock
是我觉得这个我很蒙福因为我身边有那么多的亲亲爱子的姊妹我们都愿意一同做马大一同做玛利亚
Amen I feel really blessed to be surrounded by a group of sisters who are pure in heart to be bothMartha and Mary.
是愿姊妹们成为教会的祝福。
May the sisters become the blessings to the church.
I was so enlightened to see that the female life was created to maintain and produce life, regardless of whether we are mothers, if we're working, if we're serving. All of us as females were created to maintain and produce life. This is our responsibility today.And I was so helped to see these four principles of love, sacrifice, prayer, and salt. The church needs salt, but in order to have the salt, there needs to be a process.
Amen.
First, the Lord needs to touch our love.
Yeah,
the Lord needs to have the first place in our heart.
Amen.
We need to be those who are Mary, who are willing to sacrifice and pour ourselves on the Lord. And this word on sacrifice, as a mother, I can identify with this. But I still realize how short I am. But the only one who is able to sacrifice is Christ.
Amen.
We need to take him as a sacrificing one in us.
Amen.
And this, we need to have such a heart for the saints in this way.
Amen.
And next, we need to pray, even to always pray.
Wow.
I just appreciated, as sisters, we're so observant. We see so many details. But our response should not be to murmur, but to take the lead to pray.
Amen.
And lastly, when we allow the Lord to touch us in this way,to touch our love, to make a sacrifice, and to be adjusted through prayer. We pass through death and resurrection, and as a result, there is salt. And this salt is so, so effective in the church life. And I just appreciated that the Lord reaches us wherever we are, and we need to rise up to take this responsibility.
Amen.
We have so many examples in the Word, and we have the way. The Lord is even the crumbs to us.
Amen.
So praise the Lord
Amen.
For such a responsibility.
Hallelujah. Alabado sea el Señor.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Me ha impresionado mucho Mateo 15, la mujer cananea.
I've been very impressed with Matthew 15, the Canaanite woman.
Cómo ella conquistó el corazón del Señor.
How she conquered the Lord's heart.
Ella no se contentó hasta conquistar y hasta el Señor darle lo que ella deseaba.
She was not happy until she conquered his heart and got what she wanted.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Así es el Señor.
That's the way the Lord is.
También me ha impresionado de que nosotras las mujeres somos muy ocupadas.
I was also impressed that we as women are always very busy.
Y a veces nos es imposible con el matutino, con la lectura, con pero.
And sometimes it's impossible between the morning revival and the daily reading, but.
trabajar afuera, todo con la familia.
Work outside the home with the family.
Pero el hermano, como dijo hoy, es una verdad absoluta.
The brother, like he said today, it's an absolute truth.
Yo me levanto a las 5 de la mañana.
I wake up at 5 in the morning.
Y me he disciplinado a tomar la palabra.
And I've become disciplined to take the word.
Y así fui creciendo ahora, me he enamorado de la palabra.
And now I've been growing and I fell in love with the word.
Pero con todo el tiempo pequeño que tengo,
with just a little bit of time that I have,
entonces yo tengo CD en mi auto, CD.
Okay. I have a CD in my car.
Eso es mi alimento también.
And then that's my food too.
Me voy a pasearla a mi perrito.
And I go take my little dog for a walk.
Estoy alabando al Señor.
I'm praising the Lord.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Y esas son las migajas que me como.
And those are the little crumbs that I eat.
Y el Señor me ha dado mucha fuerza.
And he's given me, strengthened me.
Me ha dado mucha fortaleza.
And he's made me strong.
Me ha levantado.
And he's lifted me up.
Hasta no puedo creer, hermanas.
I can't even believe, sisters.
Comiendo las migajas
and
solamente.
And just eating the crumbs only.
El Señor nos ama tanto.
And the Lord loves us so much.
Y tenemos que amarle más y más cada día.
And we have to love him more and more each day.
Para ganar más y más de él.
And gain him more and more each day.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I just wanted to give a little bit of a testimony. I came into the church life about 3 years ago, and this is my first sisters conference. So I have to say, before we came to the conference, there's just so many things that came up. So many things, but deep down I just felt the sense, I have to go. The Lord is trying to tell me something, but even right before the day before, I would say there's so many things that the enemy did to try to prevent us from coming. But praise the Lord, we said no. I really enjoyed. One of the real reasons that I really wanted to come was, I think I truly don't know what is the role of the sister in the church life, right? So, yes, I see this, you know, I'm surrounded by so many loving sisters. They're so good at cooking. I'm terrible at cooking. They're so, you know, they can shepherd, you know, so many things. I just don't know, you know, in a clear sense. I just need a fresh vision, a new vision. And that has been the prayers, right? All the sisters are prayers to have that vision. I really appreciate that in the first message, the main function of the sister is to preserve life. Yeah, that touched me. And I was really touched by the fact that when the sister function in the proper way, Satan has to change his way, right? And I was just really touched by the word proper. Oh, what is the proper way? And then I realized that, and then I was really touched by, you know, the story of Deborah. Like, she has the proper way, the proper view, the proper spirit. And that was, her tent was always facing the Lord, right? It was always under the God-ordained way, the God, she's always under God's governmental ruling, right? And it's very, it's in a way, I think it's hard to say, my thought was, you know, we're going to come here and maybe they'll tell us what to do and not to do and this and that. But praise the Lord that the role of the sister in the church life is so important. That's something that I saw that that I never saw before. I was really touched by, you know, the brothers being the bones, or, you know, but the sister, the blood, because I think that puts a very clear picture. It says, you know, the brother says, if you have a fracture, you can still kind of survive. But if there's some sort of disease, right? Like, for example, I don't know, sickle cell disease, right? If there's some problem in the blood, then the whole body is sick and the whole body suffers. And that just put a whole, you know, when the Lord touched you and you see everything in a different light, that's basically what the Lord did. I was just like, whoa, like, we're very important. So, yeah. Amen. Thank you for the sisters.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. I have to testify that my heart feels so sweet. The Lord has been so sweet today. He, our heart is, I know, is joyful and it's at peace. We, as the brother were praying for us, we were praying too that the Lord supply our needs. And I see how in every particular way the Lord supply our needs. He know our situation. He never leave us. He always chasing us. Even though sometimes we're resistant, He's always there for us. And He gave us so many practical ways, not only in our living, but even with many parents. And restoring us and letting us that we have a place, we have a position, we have a portion. We're here to build the church. Amen. And the devil deceived us many times, and particular to me. But I have to testify before even the demons, the devil, that we are for the we are for the Lord.
Amen.
We are to build the church.
Amen.
We are to push in a chain.
Right.
The chair will be built up.
Amen.
And the Lord will return, and we called to be one with the Lord.
Amen.
As a sister, we have to fight. Sister, if there is a sister that is alone, don't be alone in the body. Get a companion. Involved in prayer. If you don't feel like prayer, just, Lord, make me one that pray, causing me to pray, causing me to love you. He's faithful. The Lord is so faithful. I can't believe He's faithful with me, with sinners. He's faithful. And He, when we open our heart to Him, He's faithful to fulfill. He wants to fulfill. Praise the Lord that we as a sister have a portion in the share.
Sisters, for the remaining time, please keep your sharing to 2 minutes or less.
Isaiah 13:15. In returning and rest, we will be saved. In quietness and in trust will be our strength. Praise the Lord, we can have a true rest. That is, we can rest before the Lord. I really treasure that we can still spend a quiet time before the Lord. We can fellowship with Him. We can breathe out our sorrow to breathe in His abundancy. And also, I am encouraged by what brother says, that to memorize the word, because when we need it, the Holy Spirit will bring something to us. Praise the Lord, we still have this practical help.
I was really impressed with the point that said that the children are affected by the faith of their mother. I can testify this myself because I grew up in a denominational church, and when my siblings left, it wasn't something that was holding. I was still maintaining myself in that church. But when my mother left, that really affected me because she was somebody I looked up to, somebody who grew up as a Christian and suddenly just left, and I questioned the Lord for a long time. And then when my mother went back to the Lord and met the Lord's recovery, I was still hesitant, but she never hesitated to pray. Every morning she will turn on hymns. Every morning she will continue and she will persevere. Even as much as I rejected her, as much as I despised her at the times, I can't believe that the Lord preserved me.
Amen.
Through her prayer, and now I'm here. And now I became so hopeful because now there's not only one sister in the household, but there's two.
Amen.
And I can pray with my mother to bring my family now into full salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that the main function of a sister is to produce life.
Amen.
And to be quite honest, I wouldn't be standing here if my fellow sister companion isn't the one continually pushing me to gain the Lord a little bit more every day. So thank you. But this is the reason why I didn't want to come up, because I knew I'd get so emotional. But praise the Lord. What I really did enjoy was that in this conference, I came to an understanding that, you know, our marriage, our married life is really for the Lord. And not because I want it to be, because in so many ways I don't want it to be. In my selfish ways, I don't. But I did take my vow stating that I am one with Him and that He is one with me and that we love the Lord and in that we stand together in the Lord. And today when I was, reading the verses, I came to a particular verse, the Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And it says, I exhort you, therefore, brothers and sisters, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And the one word that stuck out to me most is the word service. And I asked well, I asked my Bible, and in the footnote it says, this indicates that the service of the believers is an issue of the growth in life. And I realized that without the growth in life, we can't serve the Lord. And everything that the brothers are talking about has nothing to do with our natural capacity. Because I'm sure every one of you sitting here has a tremendous capacity. But the Lord doesn't care for our capacity. The Lord cares for our growth in life.
Amen.
The Lord cares that we are built into the body.
Amen.
To be sisters holding each other up.
Amen.
Right? Because we love Him. Because our objective in our married life is for God.
Amen.
Right? That everything is for God.
Amen.
And if this is the case, then we must be built with one another.
Amen.
Built with our husbands. Built so that we can be submissive and quietly praying so that we strengthen one another.
Amen.
And that our sisters could build us up and they could provide us a way to be brought back into the church life.
Amen.
And to continue to run after Him.
Amen.
Because that is what God's heart's desire is.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is faithful.
Amen.
And Lord, we love You so much.
Amen.
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 Amen. The first time I heard about a sisters blending conference, I was in another continent, and I felt very jealous that other people were able to attend and I wouldn't be making it. And every time it came up, I was like, again, I'm missing it. Because what I realized is that in the church life, our meetings, our conferences, our blending, our re-speakings, and these re-speaking is something that we need to hear.
Yes.
You know, there are the Lord speaking to His people, you know, to His body, you know, to the church. And this speaking is always encouraging, it's always strengthening, and it always is something that recalibrates us. Because once we leave, you know, being together, wherever it may be, we go back into the world. You know, and sometimes it's very easy to get lost and to kind of drift away. So I'm so happy to be here today. And, you know, with the speaking, you know, for me, what touched me was everything, but I realized and I saw that, you know, our God is a God of order and discipline.
Yeah.
And what He ordains and sets in place and establishes as principles are perfect and are good. So my biggest struggle, actually, the way I was brought up and my background is my biggest struggle coming into the church life, you know, becoming a Christian, was knowing the proper place for a sister and as a female. If you don't read the Bible properly, you can be very offended. If you look at religion outside, you can be very offended. You know, how women are treated and what's expected of them. But, I was going to say, so society portrays a woman, obviously, a good wife, in a way that actually completely challenges God's ordination. So then I realized, you know, and I was so strengthened to hear that actually, the proper standing of a woman is what gives God
Amen.
The ground to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
So think about it. Is society, is the world, is fallen mankind, humanity, concerned with defeating the enemy?
No.
Obviously not. You know? So sisters, actually, God has given us this, the biggest responsibility. Because we have the authority to put the enemy to shame.
Amen.
You know, to frustrate his plans.
Amen.
You know, to strengthen our brothers, you know, in their speaking and their going on.
Amen.
And to strengthen the church life. And even, as you know, Sister Sheridan, as you know, we all know now, even to preserve life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The sister function is to preserve life.
Amen.
Oh, to preserve life.
Amen.
And be very close for all the speaking and the sharing. And Isaiah 30:15, for thus says the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, I've been very touched when brother bring me this portion. In returning and rest, we need to be returning many times to the Lord and rest in Him and waiting in Him. And say, and rest. You will be saved. When we really listen to Him very quietly, we are saved, sister and brothers. We are really saved. If we don't spend time with the Lord, there is no way. How the sister, many sisters sharing, we need to eat Jesus. When I don't eat Jesus, I don't want to serve. I let the brother say, don't let the service in the church life. If we don't serve, who are going to serve? It's not life. It's not another life out of God's church. I remember when I had an accident and I was in my house and I was crying to the Lord. Lord, I'm not serving. What for I am? I said, Lord, restore me. I was many times, missing many meetings. And when I come to the meeting, Satan is too clever. You say, many things ask me, oh, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And I, in my heart, oh, I don't want to bring change to the brother and sister. Lord, it's Satan talking. Was not the Lord. The Lord was caring about me in the body.
Amen.
And the Lord encouraged me, sister, don't be in your house. I was wasting many time. But I say, return in a rest, you will be safe. We are safe, returning and rest in the Lord, in quietness, in the trust we be our strength. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your speaking today. You are so sweet. You are so marvelous, Lord. Thank you for all the sisters and brothers. Thank you, Lord, for the church life. Thank you, Lord, for all the services. We are here for Christ and the church.
Amen.
Lord, we are here for you.
Amen. That's right. I was here last year for the conference, but I think I'm doubly blessed to be here this year because while I was sitting here and listening to the sisters sharing, I realized that what I came away with last year was partly negative. On the one hand, I came out of the conference last year thinking, wow, well, I'm the blood, so, you know, this is great. You know, I had a lot of pride in myself. And on the other hand, I thought, okay, well, maybe this conference is being thrown together by the brothers to make the sisters feel better. And then I came this year and I realized, you know, this conference is not to make sisters feel better or to make you feel good superficially. This conference is to bring you back to the realization that your function in the church life is to maintain and preserve life.
Amen.
And I was just so happy to realize that, to be here again this year, because on the one hand, you might think, well, a year, not too many things can happen, but just to think about where I was last year and where I am this year and maybe where I'll be next year for the next conference, you know, the Lord is doing a lot.
Amen.
Especially as a sister, you know, when you go through these different stages in life, you need the Lord more and more, and then you realize more and more that this life is not just for you, but you have the function to bring this life to others.
Amen.
So anyway, I just pray that the next year when the Lord brings us here, you know, again, there would be more Christ in us next year than there is this year.
Amen.
And this Christ and this life would be for the building of the body.
Amen. I also really appreciated the point that the first and main function of a female is to preserve and maintain life. And I realized so much throughout my church life, I'm quick to react, I'm quick to say, I'm quick to just do many things. But I was really touched that the brothers pointed out the first thing that we do when we see something or notice something is the first thing we should do is to pray. And I realized even with so many of the older sisters and patterns, a lot of what they did was just pray. And I know when I was younger, I really belittled a lot of the times where my grandma was praying with other people on the phone. I was just like, she's just doing nothing but praying. But I realized that was the point. And I was really touched that even going forward, when I encounter situations that I don't know how to deal with, the first thing we should do is just to stop and to pray.
Amen. 好紧张,
I'm very nervous.
因为我第一次这么多人起来分享。
The first time I'm speaking in front of so many.
主耶稣, 但是我刚才一直坐在,一直不起来不行, 一定要起来。 主耶稣啊, 就今天我很享受弟兄说了那个弟兄是骨头, 我们姊妹是血。
I enjoyed the brother's share about the brothers being the bone and sister are the blood.
我今天才享受到我们姊妹是这么的重要。
I just realized today we are so important as sisters. I grew up in a Christian family. My mom is a very good pattern of me.
因为以前我爸爸的性格不好，他一生气会打我妈妈。
My father has very bad temper. He can hit my mom when he loses temper.
然后经常我爸爸妈妈吵架的时候，我妈妈都不会讲很多话，她就会跪在那里祷告。
When they got into argument, my mom would not say anything. She just got on her knees and pray.
以前我爸爸也不愿意相信主。
My father rejected the Lord.
后来我妈妈就是一直在行动上，在那个经常在祷告，也没有听我爸爸，就也没有听我妈妈经常跟我爸爸说圣经里面什么什么，她就是祷告。
My mom only prayed. I never heard my mom preach to my dad. I just knew that she prayed.
后来我爸爸也信主了，也被得着了。
My father, after all, received the Lord.
后来我爸爸跟我妈妈就一同同心合意爱主，也不打我爸妈妈了。
They loved the Lord together. They never got into violence.
所以我真的很感谢我能够生长在这个家庭里面。
I'm really grateful to be in such a family.
我现在的家庭就是我弟兄，他已经受定他是弟兄，但是他没有过教会生活。
Now my husband, he believed the Lord, but he is not in the church life.
之前我以为我跟我弟兄生活在一起，就是说他不喜欢我说教会里面的事情，我就不说，然后就是也不要早上起来晨兴，他回来的时候我就不晨兴，就是不要太显扬那样子。
I do, in the past I did not want to do too much in front of him, or pray in front of him.
然后我后来我觉得这个是错误的。
Then I realized that that's wrong.
然后就在这一段今年这一段时间，我就是说主啊，我弟兄在家里，我要起来晨兴。
Now this year I realized even my husband's home I want to get up and have having morning revival.
所以说我觉得呢，我要像我妈妈一样，不用在我弟兄面前说很多圣经的话，他可能会更反感。
I want to be like my mom instead of saying much.
我只要在行动上我敬畏主，我爱主，服侍主，他就会看得到。
I want to live Christ.
Amen. 所以呢，在这个我有一个经历，这段不是有那个瘟疫吗？然后晚上十点我参加那个扫望祷告。
Because of a coronavirus, I pray at night time.
那我特别对这件事情很有负担。
I'm really burdened for this situation.
但是很奇妙，就是我把这时间摆上的时候，我弟兄他一点都不反对，反而支持我。
I realized my husband not only not rejecting this, he's supporting this prayer.
感谢赞美主，所以包括我今天来了，我弟兄刚才打电话我，他说你今天在哪里啊？我是在医会所聚会，要六点半才能到家。
Even I'm here in the meeting. My husband called me. Where are you? She said I'm here. Having the conference. I'll be home at six.
我弟兄说你是不是疯了？
疯了，
神经病。
My husband said, Are you crazy?
然后我就没有回答他，我说我六点半就会到家，感谢主。
I didn't answer him back. I just say I'll be home before 6:30. Praise the Lord.
我相信主的做工，只要我们迫切祷告，我明年我弟兄肯定会来这里聚会的。
I believe in prayer. By next year, I believe my husband will be here meeting.
Amen.
Today, I'm really happy. My soul has been shepherded. I'm joyful. It was the best time, and it was a blessed time. Blending and hearing all of you sisters share and seeing you, all like 400 of you, and hearing the speaking, I'm encouraged to run faster. I think growing up, I had an idea of what a sister's function was based on my own concept, and what I saw outwardly was just having hospitality all the time and feeding lots of people. But that was not based on what the Lord's view of the sister was, and not based on what the Bible says. Today I was so encouraged from a few takeaways that we are the bones, so we need to preserve the life in the body. Our position, based on the sisters in Exodus, was that when we get involved, then Satan needs to change his strategy. We are all mothers, even if we don't have children. And we all need to be Marithas. And lastly, we should have great resolutions and searchings of heart. But that requires us to spend the adequate time with the Lord by breathing out everything and being genuine with Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sisters, for coming. And this is a great blessing, not only to all of you, it's a blessing to the church in New York City. And I don't know if you laughed a lot, you smiled a lot. And I want to give you a word, you go home. I give you a word, smile. S stands for sovereignty. Your sister is God's sovereignty. Your marriage is God's sovereignty. Your function is God's sovereignty. Not only you should recognize the sovereignty is from God. Hope you recognize your family, your children, either they are boys or girls, is a sovereignty of God. We hope you can pass this concept to your children. In face of such chaotic, perverted age, is God's sovereignty. M is mercy. Everything is under His sovereignty, but it is His mercy. Sometimes our family may not be all in the church life. We have lost all kinds of anxieties. And sometimes we hope our husband, our children are like other families. Recognize even Cain and Abel, they are different. Recognize Esau and Jacob, they are different. We're not giving excuses, but it's all His mercy. Pray for His mercy that we can remain at the last days of this age. I is identity. Saints, don't forget who we are. No matter how the world changes, no matter how the kingdom is shaken up, no matter what troubles, difficulties, tribulations are going to face us, never forget, we are the children of God. He loves us. He desires that we be conformed to His Son, to the image of His firstborn. Since our identity shall not be shaken up by any isms, by any equalities, by any party affiliations, by any people from any continent, in any roles, we should identify with our Lord. Amen. This identity is very inclusive, including the cross, including the vision of the glory, including the way of the cross. Since we as Christians, particularly those who want to love the Lord, follow the Lord, and fulfill His economy, we will suffer. We will meet so many difficulties. People may run away for any reasons, for extension a little longer of their physical life, but we need to have the Spirit. However my Lord walked, I want to identify with Him. L is league. Saints, we need to form leagues. L-E-A-G-U-E. We need to form leagues everywhere. Community is very important. Supporting. It takes a village to raise up a kid, a child. And sisters are forming strong leagues in everything. Never be alone. Your family, your children, forget about so many different extracurricular activities. Form leagues with other children in the church life. Form leagues with the sisters in the church life. That's the protection. In the old days, called a circle the wagons. We need to circle the wagons to preserve our families. Circle the wagons to preserve our church life, our children, the integrity of our marriage. Since these days, the enemy is using all kinds of strategies to try to damage the humanity. And even the courses from West Coast to East Coast, from this continent to many, even who they are, even our children lose their identity. Because the system encourages them, however gender you want to choose. You can be a girl in the morning, you want to be a boy in the afternoon. That's a devilish. Since identify our kids, we hope, sisters, you'll be strong on this. Don't compromise on this. Tell your children, the school, whatever, if they teach that, that is wrong. That is wrong. God created as a boy, you're a boy. God created you a girl, you're a girl. Make it clear. Nothing ambiguous. Nothing destroy the integrity of a God's servant. Since we, sisters, your role in the home, your role trying to educate the kids, your role trying to instill what Moses' mother instilled in him, even after 40 years, he want to go out to see his Hebrew brothers. That's a good mother. Since we need to do that when our kids, in their formative years, still in our hands, please drill this, drill their identity in humanity, identity with the Christian families, identity with the Christian values into them. That is your greatest role, even today, not to be confused by this age. Since by doing that, you need companions. You need to form leagues to protect one another. So our kids, our children, can have similar-minded children, can have same value, children with the same value. Since really, we hope sisters in particular to take the lead. Take this lead. E is exception. We do not belong to this world. Take exceptions. Don't worry to be labeled as exceptions. We, by nature of our God, our Lord, we are outcast of this world. Don't feel ashamed to be different from others. Since this, even this nation, established by the forefathers with the value of the scriptures, this nation is being destroyed. We really need to recover this. Praise the Lord. The schools begin to allow to have prayers. We pray for more. Take exceptions. We are exceptional. We are different. We are God's children. We are the ones preparing to receive our Lord back. We hope you're going home, the whole day's fellowship, the brothers' fellowship, is really, really trying to prepare us. And for days to come, for the church life facing us, for the difficulties in family life, in marriage, in many things, in even all the troubles coming in the society, climate change, everything. Saints, never lose the hope of glory. Never get confused of who we are. Keep this smile. Sovereignty, mercy, identity, league, and exception. May the Lord really, you take this word home. On the way home, in the church life, may today's fellowship for the days to come always have a voice in our hearts. And stay in the church life. Bring your family, stay in the church life. Form companion groups. Form leagues. So the enemy have no way to destroy us or even distract us or really disrupt us. Saints, praise the Lord. We really feel honored to have you really come to blend with us. And we hope we have more opportunities to host this kind of blendings. And even from the responses from so many localities and so many places, we really feel the Lord, the church had this needs. So praise the Lord. And we hope anything short of your needs, and we come back next time. Just give us more opportunity to serve you. And also, we do ask you, you know, if you leave, we still have a lot of sanitizers. And other things, just, you know, wash your hands. Praise the Lord. May you be safe and, you know, driving home and either hang out in New York City. Tomorrow we're going to have a meeting in 9 halls. If you're staying, welcome you to join us. And we're going to have reports, announcements from the brothers. And so praise the Lord.
Amen.
Smile.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We made it to the end. We're so thankful for this gathering.